This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is supported by Tiger Fuel, homegrown since 1982. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Now your host, Rick Moore.
And thank you, everybody, for being here with us. This is WNRN Community Independent Radio. My apologies to everybody for not being here last week, but some people made bad decisions in the snowy weather on Saturday and got stuck on long, windy driveways and had to listen to Rusty from home. A shout out for Taylor's. That's right. A shout out for, what did we, John at Taylor's for towing us out on Monday. So anyway, especially poor Sean McCord. I know we were excited about doing that show on the Academy Awards. So next year, my apologies. But we have a great show lined up for today with some new folks who've never been in here before. We don't always do that. We'll do ladies first. Over here tucked in the corner, we have Ramsey Byrne. Good morning, Ramsey.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. We have Mo Brown.
Good morning.
Good morning. And then the gentleman in the room with me, Areeb Khan.
Good morning. How you doing, Rick?
I'm doing well. Thanks to everybody. We're going to be talking about youth council, something I didn't even know existed until, you know, you do your homework, you poke around in the news a little bit. Ramsey Byrne, Mo Brown, both seniors at Charlottesville High School and co-chairs of the Charlottesville Youth Council. Areeb Khan, he's a fourth year at UVA. He's the advisor to the Youth Council. And, you know, youth councils, you can find them around the United States. Actually, there's an international youth council. I got a question about that a little later on in the hour. Charlottesville, one of the few in our, or maybe the only in our sort of Central Virginia region. And then we have the two co-chairs in the room. How cool is that? So what is the Youth Council and what does it do here in Charlottesville?
Well, the Youth Council, we advise the City Council. We work with them about once a year. We have a meeting with them and we give them advice on how the youth view Charlottesville. And so our goal is to talk to our friends and people at Charlottesville High School and the homeschool students and anyone who lives like in the area and ask them what they want different in Charlottesville.
So what they want different in Charlottesville. So, Mo, is that one of the reasons that you joined the Youth Council is because you wanted the opportunity to express your thoughts on what you wanted different in Charlottesville?
I joined because, actually, that reason. A lot of the youth complain about not having things to do and not having access to things in the city that maybe they think are just for adults. So being on the Youth Council allows us to advise them on what we want.
All right. So Ramsey and Mo here today to talk about Youth Council for Charlottesville. It is a, this is not anything that is, this is not the first Youth Council in the United States. Areeb, can you talk about Youth Council sort of as a, not specific to Charlottesville? Do you know where it comes from? On a grander scale?
I'm not quite sure, honestly. I know that in the beginning when the Charlottesville Youth Council began, I know that they were trying to model it off of a few cities around the country. I want to say Seattle may have been one of them. I know
that's
that,
a cool, innovative place. We can vote for them as one of the first.
Definitely, yeah. And I think another one was maybe in the Midwest or maybe Tennessee or something like that, one of those cities out there. But I mean, I think we just tried to model after their cities and see how the youth in Charlottesville could positively affect the city in the ways that they do.
So when we talk about the Youth Council, so we want the opportunity for the youth in Charlottesville to tell the city council things that are important to them, things that are important to you, to the youth in the room.
18.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. How long has the Youth Council been around?
About 3 years.
And both of you have been charter members?
Yes, we started our 10th grade year. It started up, and we were some of the first ones there. We're the...
Can you tell me what happened in the beginning? I mean, did somebody just come to your... Did a teacher say, oh, hey, Mo, hey, Ramsey, I think the city council is going to be doing this thing, and you are good students in my government class, so I think that you should apply? Or did the teachers and city council say, we're going to be doing this, show your own initiative if you'd like to participate?
Well, I know for me, my dad saw it in the newspaper, saw an ad for it in the newspaper, and he brought it to my attention because I'm in the student council at my school.
Yeah, mine was the same way. My mom found an advertisement, I think it was online, and honestly, I'd never heard of it before then. I hadn't heard about it from school or anything, so it was just kind of a lucky thing that my mom saw an advertisement for it.
Do you know if the school puts forth any, you know, do they advertise it now? Do you hear about it through the school system? And granted, the school system is not necessarily, Ari, maybe as the advisor, correct me, but it seems like this is being done through the city and not through the schools, so I don't know what the school's reason or requirement to participate exists, if any. Do you hear about it through the schools at all now that it's in existence for its third year?
I'd say that mostly we're the ones who are advertising it through the schools, the word of mouth from people who are already on the council. But there's not that much being said about it at school from like administrative side or anything. It's mostly through the city, I guess.
Do you think that it would? Well, we'll come back to that in a little bit because I don't want to badmouth the school system, because that's not the goal here, and it may not be necessary. The city council, and I mean, again, it's the goal of the city council is who created this, correct?
Mm-hmm.
How many members currently participate on the youth council?
17.
17. How do you get... City council only has 5, right? How do you get 17 youth to participate? How often do you meet?
We meet every third Wednesday of the month.
So you meet monthly.
Mm-hmm.
Does almost everyone show up?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, there's obviously some stragglers.
That's right. Usually, I mean, people have things going on in their life, whether it's other organizations or sports or family events. I would be amazed if all 17 people showed up every month.
Yeah, but for the most part, people show up where they are willing to participate and talk about everything.
Give me an example of how a meeting goes.
So we have our advisor, Gretchen Ellis. She creates a schedule for us. And me and Mo have been running the meetings recently because we are the co-chairs. And
woo-hoo!
It's very exciting. And pretty much we just ask people what their opinions are on the things we have on our agenda. We talk about how everything that we think about can be made better, or what is going on currently in the city and how we think that we could help it.
But how is an agenda created? If you have a youth council meeting, because again, I would think that whether there's 17 youth, 17 adults, 17 dogs, there are 17 different aspects that are important to different people. And so how do you create an agenda?
I think one thing that's great about Gretchen is that what she'll do monthly, at least now what she'll do monthly, is at the end of the meeting, she will go through a couple ideas that she has in her own head about what we could talk about, but she'll also take a little bit of a poll among the students and see how they're feeling, just kind of gauge the interest on certain topics that maybe the city council has recommended that we kind of talk about, or I guess just something that the students have brought up in the past that she thinks maybe we could affect on a policy level. So she'll gauge the interest for the next meeting's agenda, and we'll kind of go from there. And we definitely also take, you know, the students' opinions into account very heavily.
Is this again, we are talking about Charlottesville's Youth Council. Our guest today, Areeb Khan, he's the UVA advisor to Youth Council, fourth year at UVA. Mo Brown and Ramsey Byrne, the co-chairs of the Youth Council here in the Charlottesville area. Are there other youth councils in the area? Does Richmond have a youth council? Does Lynchburg have a youth council? Anybody know?
Not that we know of. We only know of Charlottesville and the surrounding area.
I mean, I think I read that Charlottesville was the only one in the region, but I think that I had read, but the article was dated almost a year ago, so I didn't know if that had changed. Do you think that as you've done this now, you've been in this for 3 years, tell me about the impact that you think that the Youth Council has had to Charlottesville?
I would say that the Youth Council is very impactful on the youth in Charlottesville. We were able to host events and bring awareness to some areas in Charlottesville which not many people knew about, such as the Jefferson School. Also, we are able to impact the city council and give them ideas, which helps them realize what needs to be changed.
Yeah, I think that's one of the best things about having the Youth Council is, I guess, at least for the last 2 years, more than just their yearly meeting, their official yearly meeting with the city council, they've been able to sit down with the city council a few times, mm-hmm. More informally and just kind of talk to them about different issues. Most recently, I believe, about the school system and a few of the, I guess, different suggestions that they've had. And I think one of the best things about them is that they can really communicate pretty well with the city council and kind of get in their ear about different things. And I think that's one of the ways that they've affected the city more heavily is that they can kind of inject their mindset or at least give off their opinions more so to the city council.
Did the two of you, Mo and Ramsey, you talked about how to find the Youth Council, your parents sort of noted it and brought it to you. Were the two of you really into government? Mo, you mentioned that you're on the student council now. Mm-hmm. Were you on the student council at Seville High then?
Yes, I've been on the student council since 7th grade.
Really?
Yes.
So is your plan to stay and remain in government? Or am I talking to someone who may send me an email asking for future funding for, you know, Senate campaign?
No, unfortunately not. But I do, I find it very interesting to be a part of government because I would like to make an impact. And knowing that I can help someone else is great.
And Ramsey, I mean, were you involved in Charlottesville High School City School Council?
I'm in the SCA at Charlottesville High School as well. I haven't been doing it quite as long as Mo, but since 9th grade. And I think that what's great about being in the government here is it's a much smaller scale, obviously, than but we can just help make changes here at our high school in the city that we wouldn't be able to otherwise if we weren't involved. And it's not necessarily a lifestyle, like it doesn't take up our entire time, but it's fun to have while we can.
We are talking about Youth Council, Ramsey Byrne, Mo Brown, Areeb Khan. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the projects that you've had that the Youth Council has studied and put a lot of energy into. So hang tight.
Support today for WNRN comes from
the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond, presenting Company K Fig, March 4th at 7:30. Company K Fig blends components of samba, hip-hop, and capoeira to create an authentic dance style that is fluid and surprising. Details at modlin.richmond.edu.
T&N Printing, serving Virginia since 1982. In addition to printing and copying, T&N specializes in construction document management, as well as dry mounting, binding, and mail services. T&N offers FSC-certified printing. T&N Printing can be reached at t-nprinting.com.
Orzo Kitchen & Wine Bar, Mediterranean cuisine in Charlottesville's Main Street Market. Orzo focuses on farm-to-table recipes and serves over 30 wines by the glass. Orzo does catering and can host your next event. You can make reservations for lunch or dinner at orzokitchen.com or 975-ORZO, always with parking.
This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN, brought to you by the Markets of Tiger Fuel. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And here we are with Areeb Khan, Mo Brown, and Ramsey Byrne talking about youth council here in the Charlottesville area. I want to get into a couple of the projects. But before, as you sit down to take on the projects, to talk about them, and then you select one, we mentioned it earlier, you have a wide age group from middle school, age 13,
yep,
to seniors in high school. It's not just the number of people that I mentioned. You have 17 people trying to you know, make an agenda, but now you have a wide age group. How do middle school students and high school students work together? How do you get that to work well as a group?
Honestly, it can be a little bit difficult at times, but it's really great to work with the younger students. But our minds are in different places. We're at different stages of our lives, obviously. And so we definitely have different viewpoints on things, but it's really great to hear all the younger students, what their opinions are, and working with us. I feel like it's good for them also to have the older people around them. It helps them with maturity, and it's really great to hear the different views.
We also are able to get the point of view from the middle schoolers and what they feel can change in the middle school. So it's not just constantly the high school kids telling city council, this is what we want and this is what we need, but it also allows them to have a chance to tell what they need.
I'm curious if you can tell me, just give me a story about how there was where the time when somebody rolled their eyes because there was like, oh my gosh, you silly middle school kids. And then, you know, a brief follow-up story that was like, that is so awesome because you got everybody to come together.
Well, I would say one of the most interesting times was probably when you were trying to figure out what to do with some space in the city. And one of the suggestions was to build an amusement park. I would say Charlottesville is pretty small and we don't have the space for an amusement park, but it was just that showed like the different levels of thinking. Whereas we were saying, okay, we can build a space where everyone can come and meet and have a time and you can rent this place. And they're like, amusement parks. Woo!
So, yeah, but the concept is there about having fun and getting everybody together from families, you know, on. Just maybe not in that manner. But how about, you know, can you give me a story about where you just wanted to jump up and go, yes, because the middle school kids and the high school kids both came together sort of in this, there was that sense of satisfaction that came about.
I think I have one. If I can share a story, it came from, I think, our most recent meeting with the city council. There was, I don't remember, I actually don't, she's new to the city council this year. She's been to a few meetings, or the youth council this year. She's been to a few meetings. I'm not sure if she's an eighth grader or a ninth grader, but definitely younger than the two seniors we have here. And she started talking about, we were talking about the different ways that they set kids up in class with the different levels that they have in classes. And I remember she started talking about how basically she wanted to take this system out of the schools because she wanted everybody to kind of learn together. And I think for me, just being, you know, an observer in that meeting, it was really great to be able to see one of the younger students kind of have this ideal that she held so high, and that she really wanted to project that to the city council, about, you know, kind of equality in learning, and equality in education. That was, like I said, as an observer, that was really great for me.
That's super. That's Areeb Khan. He's the UVA advisor to the Youth Council. We also have Mo Brown and Ramsey Byrne here. They are the co-chairs of the Charlottesville Youth Council. So when you get together and you have your agenda and you pick your, is it a semester project? Tell me about how you select a project, and or is that even the right word to use?
I'd say that we just have ideas that we enjoy and we'll do them as long as necessary. We've been doing one project where we've been working with like bike lanes and sidewalks and stuff in the city and trying to make everything more accessible for people who are walking and who aren't in their cars. And we've been doing that for the past 3 years, pretty much. We've been focusing on it. We went on one walk with some city people who we went down the Meadow Creek Parkway before it opened and looked at the spaces to see if there was any place for pedestrians and just to make things safer.
And tell me about the process of inviting those people. How did you decide who to invite on your walk? And did you get immediate yeses back, or did you have to go to other people and sort of like go to a few secondary choices? Now, because you would want to invite, I would assume that you would want to invite the mayor and maybe the someone who is planning and transportation. And did those folks say yes, or did you have to go to Parks and Rec? You know, and I'm not trying to demean anyone's job, but for me, not knowing everyone's roles, that's why I would want to choose the mayor and want to choose, you know, somebody else. So tell me about who you selected and how you went about from deciding that this is what you wanted to do, to have the walk, to actually taking the walk.
Well, I think regarding who to invite, I think Gretchen and the older members of the Youth Council, they decided that since we were trying to make an impact kind of on the policy level rather than kind of just making, you know, maybe a little photo op with the mayor and the Youth Council, I think they wanted to invite one or two members of the planning department. And so I'm not sure if it was an immediate yes. I don't know if we got who we originally wanted, but I don't know if we were involved in that process, but I think Gretchen had some people in mind, and they were more than willing to help us out, and they took us out on that walk and really educated the students on how they could you know, make an impact.
Did the two of you, Mo and Ramsey, did you get to go on the walk?
We did. We started in the parking lot of CHS and walked to walked to like the end of the new part of the parkway, and from there we walked behind MACA and the houses on, and we walked through, and we were able to see where they could possibly put a trail, and how it would make it easier for pedestrians to get from the CHS area over to Park Street without having to necessarily risk their lives walking.
Now, at the time, had there been any discussion about that? Or let me rephrase that question. At the time, were there any plans to put pedestrian walkways?
I think on the parkway they did have plans, but what we were really looking into was making an area between the parkway and Park Street so that people could, because on Park Street there's a lot of the sidewalks are really narrow and people, like, we had students who have walked from school over there and they felt like they were going to get hit by a car. And so one of our things is for people who live on that side of town to be able to walk to school safely. And so we were trying to find a way to get from Park Street to the Parkway. And they had not had any plans that I'm aware of.
Did you feel that your walk was successful?
Yeah,
I would say so.
I'd say it was successful. We definitely got, I feel like we were able to bring it up with them. And if they hadn't thought about it, making any access before, it definitely came up and set an idea in their head. So, yeah.
How long a time period did it take to go from discussing this? You said you've been working on this. This is one of the longer projects, right? Mm-hmm. Ramsey, I think you said this has been almost from the start.
Yeah,
it's a 3-year project. How long did it take from initial agenda, let's talk about this, to something happening, to getting to the walk?
I'd say it was, we started talking about it in about 3 years ago, and it was about, I think it was last year that we actually went on the walk. But we've also been working on other things in that arena, not specifically just that area. So, but, it definitely took some planning and some time to come up with an idea. But once we had it, we were able to go.
Now, as I was doing my homework for the show, again, we are talking about Charlottesville's Youth Council. Our guests today, Ramsey Byrne and Mo Brown, they're the co-chairs, seniors at Charlottesville High School, and Areeb Khan, he's UVA's advisor to the Youth Council, that one of the earliest parts of the conversation was the need for some sort of pedestrian crosswalk on Route 29. At some point, when do you recognize, when do you, or what do you do when you hit a wall that says that may not be possible? And you have to step and find some other method that still allows for success in the overall topic, like in pedestrian and bicycle pathways.
I think one thing, maybe this will apply to the students who are younger than Mo and Ramsey. I think one thing that we kind of learned from our talks with, I guess, members of the city government is maybe about, budgeting. That might be one of the first roadblocks that we came across. Going back to some of the younger members of the Youth Council, they had ideas like flyovers on 29 and things like that for crosswalks. And I guess that was one of the first times that they kind of came into the idea of, well, we actually have to find money for things like this. If you guys have any.
Well, you talk about money. That's one of the other projects that you've been working on, correct? Is the school funding in the city budget.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So now here's the Youth Council actually becoming involved in, or at least participating in, looking at how money's being spent. How does that feel? I mean, what in what role? Because now you're not just talking about, here's something that we should think about in terms of we need bike paths and pedestrian trails. Now you're talking about, I go to school and here's some things we need to talk about in terms of how the school budget, let's make the school budget better. Is there a different feeling that goes along with that?
I think it does add difficulty with the budget to once we really think about it, because obviously you can't afford everything. And we have all these great ideas and stuff, but it's hard to decide exactly which we should try and implement and really work towards.
Yeah, the students all looked at, I believe, the last year's Blue Ribbon Report. And so they were given a couple policy suggestions, and they all took at least a month or two to look over all of the policy suggestions. they were looking at, you know, everything from the budget numbers to how it would affect their schools, in conjunction with the ideas, with the things that they wanted for their schools, you know, how much money they would be getting from the suggestion if the city council took that route. You know, I think for a lot of the students, maybe they didn't even, maybe at first they couldn't even understand like the magnitude of the kind of work that they were doing, at first, you know, when they first received the report, to kind of be able to take a step back and say, hey, you know,
that's a lot of zeros on those budgets.
Yeah, exactly. And so I guess they kind of at first didn't really understand that, hey, you know, the city council really wants us to give them a suggestion. You know, they want us to see what we want in our schools, and to look at all of these numbers and kind of break down how, you know, one suggestion or one policy change could implement, you know, big change through the middle schools and high schools.
So what was the one suggestion or you know, multiple suggestions that were given?
We looked at raising the meals tax by a cent. So if you would get a sweet tea, it'd go from like $1.09 to $1.10, whereas it wouldn't make that big of a difference, but overall it would have a great impact on the budget. And so it would make a little bit of a difference, but it would increase the amount of funding that we would have that we could put into the cities.
So a small impact on each individual person, but a noticeable impact on the budget.
Yes.
And how was that taken?
I think that they liked the idea. It was something that they had come up with that we thought was reasonable as well. And I don't know if it's actually going into the policy anytime soon, but it's definitely something that they're going to look into.
I believe that there's currently a discussion about raising the Charlottesville city meals tax. That's currently a little battle. I know that the Charlottesville city restaurant owners are not very happy because it's more than 1 cent. I believe that's currently under discussion. Mm-hmm. What other suggestions did you make, both in terms of, were there suggestions in terms of bringing more money in and saving money? Does anybody remember?
Well, I remember one of the other suggestions. I don't know if it directly answers your question, but I remember one of the other suggestions was, I believe it was closing down one of the elementary schools or one of the the schools that only did, you know, pre-K through one or two or something like that. I remember that was a suggestion that I think the students shot down pretty easily. I don't know, maybe they can speak to why it was shot down.
I think that was a serious consideration with like the school board and stuff, was closing one of the elementary schools. I think that a lot of people in the youth council felt like it wasn't necessary, or it wasn't necessarily the right thing to do at the time. It's also a lot. I think one of the issues was that it was going to be very expensive for to like add on to the other schools, and so it cost a lot to do that. It would be, in the long run, it would add money, but in the short term, it would cost.
I would also say people, I think, had personal ties to elementary schools. Personally, I went to Burnley Moran, so I know if it got shut down, I would be quite sad.
And that was going to be my follow-up was, you know, did you have folks there? I don't know if I can find that question right here on my list, but I had something on here about how do you remove your personal thoughts and concerns from these discussions and turn them into what's best for the community. And that would be a perfect example. If it was Burley Moran that was the school under discussion, how do you take away the thought of, oh, well, that's where I went to school, and remove that and plug in the part that says, okay, is this really a good decision for the city? Can you do that?
I would say it's quite hard to do that, but it is possible. I would say the bigger picture is how will it affect the community, and moving forward, having to look at the bigger picture and seeing that closing one of the schools would be the best option.
How about for you, Ramsey?
I'd say, I mean, personally, I've lived in Charlottesville my whole life. It's weird to see that change. and so it is sometimes hard to take away my personal roots. But when you really think about how it can change, can be good, and it's always important to do, I think that I'm able to take away my personal ties with it.
Well, then that makes you better than most adults that I know. 11:35 here in the Wake Up Call as we talk about Youth Council with Ramsey Byrne, Mo Brown, and Areeb Khan. Hang tight.
Our members are joined by the following underwriters in their support of WNRN.
The Villa, Charlottesville's old school diner at Emmett and Ivy. The Villa serves omelets, waffles, pancakes, and crepes until 10 every night and midnight on weekends. You can find sandwiches, pan pizza, and Italian specialties for lunch and dinner every day. That's The Villa, 129 Emmett Street North, and villadiner.com.
Music Today, creating jobs in Charlottesville and Crozet. Music Today powers official web stores for hundreds of artists, athletes, and entertainers. You can learn more at musictoday.com. That's Music Today, a delivery agent company.
Hello, I'm Nancy from Innisfree Village, a voluntary community working with adults with intellectual disabilities. Our community is on a 550-acre farm in northwest Albemarle County. Our village consists of 40 adults with developmental disabilities, along with more than 20 full-time residential volunteers to serve at least a year with our community. We are looking for volunteers to join our staff. For more information on this full-time volunteer position, you can email nancy@innisfreevillage.org or 434-823-5400. I'm Nancy, making a community connection on WNRN.
Make your community connection with WNRN. Email connection@WNRN.org with your nonprofit event or organization's information. Independent Music Radio, WNRN.
This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN, brought to you by the Markets of Tiger Fuel. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And here we are here on a beautiful Sunday. Still freezing cold. A little bit of bad weather. Here comes March. Youth Council, Mo Brown, Ramsey Byrne, Areeb Khan. And we were all chatting about it. We need to thank Gretchen Ellis, correct?
Yes.
Gretchen's role for me, helping put the show together and track everybody down. And for you, what does Gretchen do in terms of Youth Council?
Gretchen helps us out immensely. I mean, we wouldn't be here without her. She helps us get events together. She helps us plan the meetings and gets us to talk to people when we need them. She's really been amazing to us.
Also wanting to thank Kristen Zakos for starting the research on new city councils and bringing it to Charlottesville and allowing us to have the opportunity.
Yeah, it's really great how they have brought this here and really care about the youth's opinion and want to hear what we think.
So, Areeb, one other thing I want to know is why does Youth Council need an advisor? Okay. Tell me what your role is here. Yeah. You're not 18 or under.
No. Yeah. I wouldn't say that they need me. I think I am expendable, to be honest with you. I think it's nice for me personally to be able to kind of, be able to, share some of my own experiences working, with city council or local government, from the experiences that I had when I was their age, when I was in high school. And I think there's some valuable information that they can gain from me. And I think, there's a lot of things that they can learn from me, just like I can learn from them. But I guess to answer your question directly, I don't think they really need me.
Has that changed in the last 3 years? Because you've been a charter
right
advisor,
right?
Right.
Yeah. I think in the beginning, I think everybody's role was a little. I think we were kind of cloudy on where we stood together. I mean, I guess everybody did. But, you know, as we kind of got more firm in our roles, I think maybe I've taken a little bit more of an active role in kind of suggesting things or kind of, I would say, refining ideas that the students have. And I guess that's kind of where I've made my impact, you know, taking their ideas and really showing how they can use it positively and kind of taking it off the ground from idea to action.
Well, I hope you're not getting paid for this then. You might lose your job if you're expendable. So, Mo and Ramsey, how do you turn this into something, or, you know, how have you turned this into something that isn't just a listing on your college application?
I think it's been really great to have the opportunity to learn from the city council and like Areeb, for example, just getting the role with the leadership and talking to the students in our town. I think that we've really been able to incorporate what the youth wants. And so it's really made a difference.
And Mo?
Although it does look great on college applications, I would say just being able to help everyone and learn from others as we do this, it's probably better than getting into a college, knowing that in a few years, some ideas we've suggested could possibly be turned into policy.
Okay, so what is the role of government then? I mean, you talk about turning it into policy. But what sort of policy are you talking about? What is the, what should government be doing? And you talk about policy.
I would say just keeping in mind others and like how it benefits others and allowing others to share their perspective and helping them be a part of the process of moving things forward.
Yeah, I think that, obviously it's very tricky. Government is a political thing. And so there's there's a lot of different aspects to it where people have their personal opinions and then others disagree. But I think that the main goal for us is just to do what the general overall, what everyone wants, and do what we can to help that.
Do you have those sorts of discussions during youth council meetings where somebody says, no, that's, we shouldn't be doing that. We shouldn't be involved in that. That's not our role. We shouldn't, you know, city council shouldn't be doing that anyway.
I think we've definitely had some issues where people in the youth council disagree with each other. They feel certain, especially within the school system, when we've been talking about like classes that are offered and stuff like that. Some people agree with how we should approach it, and others don't. But we try our best to get along most of the time.
Yeah, I would say that I think on an issue level, Gretchen's a great filter for the youth council. She's a great filter of ideas. So, you know, if there's something that, you know, maybe wouldn't be appropriate for the youth council or maybe wouldn't be within their realm of skills, I think she does a good job of kind of giving them ideas that that they would really be able to work with.
Do you think that what would you tweak? Now, the two of you are finishing up, correct? Our mm-hmm. two co-chairs, Mo Brown and Ramsey Byrne, finishing up. What would you tweak with youth council for those who are stepping forward? And whether that's how they do youth council or how those outside of youth council use youth council.
I think that one thing we could do is try harder to really get the word out about youth council so that other students who maybe don't know about it could have more of an impact, because I mean, we try our best to get and talk to people, but I mean, a lot of the times it's just our friends, and that the same type of crowds all the time. So I think just getting the word out more.
And I think helping with that would be like maybe subcommittees within the committee itself.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else? I mean, you talk about, so explain that to me a little bit more, Mo.
I think most times it's, well, who wants to do the public relations side and who wants to do the planning? So I think if we have set groups like each time, then I think it would have a better impact on spreading the word with events and other issues that we would like to talk about.
Now, there, with the two of you graduating, there's at least two open spots coming mm-hmm. up.
Yep.
How are there more open spots, and how does somebody sign up? I mean, what are the policies for doing so, and what are the deadlines? Does anybody know that information?
Yeah. Well, the deadline for the next coming year isn't until the fall. I believe it's in either September or October, mm-hmm. Somewhere right around there. So I guess maybe about a month after school starts, maybe. And I mean, it's a pretty simple application. I've seen it myself. It's just a few pages, and it's something that might look familiar to at least high school students, you know, in different things that they apply for.
And do we know how many seats will be available? How many others are graduating this year?
We're the only two graduating this year, but I think that there's probably more than two seats available. I'm not sure the exact numbers, but
some others who have decided that their terms are up.
Well, I don't know if it's ever been completely filled.
Retiring early. Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that there.
I think there's about, including us, there's about three spots open.
Yeah, and I know that one of the students who was with the Youth Council last semester actually moved out of the state, so I know that was at least one more seat that opened up. If I could make a public call, I would say we need more boys, just as one of the few male members at the meetings. I would say it's mostly girls, mm-hmm. So some more diversity in that aspect would be nice.
Well, there you go. And when we leave today, you know, we can always talk with Melissa Good, who's here, and maybe we can make a community connection piece sometime mm-hmm. in the future about that. I'm sure she's currently giving me the evil eye. but we do. That's what the community connection things are for. So Youth Council, you can go to the Charlottesville City website as well and search Youth Council, and there's more on there. Just Google Youth Council Charlottesville. It'll take you to that page. So I want to know, there's, you know, when you Google Youth Council, you can find how people have gone to the National League of Cities Conference.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what that's all about. I'm assuming that as charter members who are co-chairs, that both of you went to the National League of Cities?
We both went to Seattle, Washington, and Austin, Texas for the National League of Cities.
So tell me what you can tell us. Remember that you're on air. What happened? What did you do?
Well, they have a really cool forum there for youth delegates, specifically designed for us, and we were able to talk to other youth from other youth city councils, especially ones that had been running for longer. Gave us really great ideas. One of the things that we wanted to incorporate this year after going is more community service with the Youth City Council. We hadn't really done any community service projects, but now we're looking into doing one in the future, which would be really cool, I think.
Another thing that was great about the Austin, Texas National League of Cities was we were able to learn our different personalities and how to work with people of other personalities. So learning that helps us tie in, well, we have our middle schoolers, and so we understand this is their personality, and working at the National League of Cities allowed us to be able to further understand them.
So there's a International Youth Council. Has anybody, either of you, thought about doing that? Has there been discussion in the Charlottesville Youth Council about, you know, somebody doing that in the future?
I know, is she a rising junior?
Yeah, a rising junior.
A rising junior, Megan Bird, has applied to be on the International National League of Cities Council. So hopefully she'll hear back from them.
Oh, so that's, you have to apply for that. You can't just sign up and say, I want to come.
Yeah, it's very, I think it's pretty competitive.
Yeah.
They select maybe 4 members each year. So.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I don't know what, we don't know that much about the International Youth Council, but I think the national one, at least, mm-hmm. they there was a group that, they planned the forums at the National League of Cities, and I think that that was one of the big things. There were only a few of them doing it.
Good grief. Our topic today, Youth Council, Charlottesville Youth Council, our guest, Mo Brown, senior at Charlottesville High School, and Ramsey Byrne, also a senior at CHS. They're the co-chairs. Areeb Khan, he's a 4th year at UVA, an advisor to the Youth Council. So what time is it? Good grief, 11:50. So let's talk about one of these other projects that you've been working on, and I want to know whether it came up before or after the news would have brought it up. And that's the public safety, particularly on the downtown mall. Talk about that. Talk about the project, the blue lights phone. So tell us how that came up.
So one of our, recently there's obviously been a lot of issues in Charlottesville with safety. And one of our ideas was a lot of university campuses have the blue light system, and we thought that maybe we could implement that and use it at the downtown mall or around Charlottesville instead of just in the University of Virginia area. So
now, not everybody who's listening is familiar with UVA's system. We go from Richmond to Lynchburg, etc. So a brief bit about the, when you say that universities have the blue light system.
So they have pretty much it's a telephone with a blue light on top of it. And you, I know you can see one or two.
Yeah, basically all around grounds from everywhere. If you go behind the corner towards dorms, there are these blue, I guess they're kind of like little mini blue walls. And it's essentially just an emergency phone. And it's got a blue light on top of it. And the idea is that if you're standing at one blue light, you should be able to see at least like 2 or 3 more. I know that at least on Central Grounds, that is definitely the case, that if you can see one, you can see multiple others so that you always have that sense of security around you.
And when you pick it up, it's a direct dial to, it's almost like an immediate dial to 911.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so Youth Council brought this up to City Council as possibility of installing this setup on the downtown mall.
Yeah, we thought it would be a good way to, they've been looking to a lot of different options to increase the safety there. So we thought that that would be a good way instead of having like a police patrolling all night where someone could just pick up the phone if they really felt like they needed it.
Now, I want to know why this is, safety is certainly, I can understand the need for safety, but you're talking about people who are 18 and under on the downtown mall, typically in groups, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do either of you go out by yourself to the downtown mall?
I only go when I work.
You work on the downtown mall?
Chaps Ice Cream is
okay.
Where I used to work down
Ooh,
there.
Oh, very nice. Did you bring it? If we'd known that, I would have asked. you felt the need for this, a group issue, or was this put forth by the older segment of the Youth Council?
It's a group issue, but I think the older segment has
pushed it further.
Yeah.
Okay. Before or after some of the fall news with the Graham case?
We were actually looking into it before everything happened.
Yeah, I think they have been looking at the issue of the downtown mall security for quite a while now. I would say maybe since last spring. And there was a student who Ramsey and Mo mentioned earlier, Megan Bird. She actually did a good amount of research on the blue light system. And so she is one of the ones who started the proposal to the city council. And I guess the events of the fall kind of showed them that the work that they were doing was definitely needed.
How was this received?
I think that mainly they need to look into the budgetary costs. It's a pretty expensive system to install. But it also, once it's installed, I don't think it costs too much. to maintain. Yeah.
Not a lot of upkeep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you get to meet or talk with the Charlottesville Police Department about this? Do you walk into city council with Chief Longo on your team?
I think Megan may have spoken to a few of the people in the Charlottesville Police Department, though we never had an official meeting with them. But one of our things was finding out how often they were used in the UVA area, and we figured out that they really aren't used all the time, but they do offer the sense of security, which is really important as well.
I'm curious. One of the things that when I, again, doing my homework and my prep for the show was that I want to put words in anybody's mouth. How often do you meet with city council?
I would say once a year we have a meeting.
Formally.
And then, yeah, formal meeting, and then informally we'll meet here and there.
And what do you talk about at those meetings? Anything you can share? I don't want any behind closed doors conversations.
Pretty much we've just we've told them what we've been focusing on, like with these projects and stuff. We've gotten ideas from them for things that we can focus on in the future. I would say
the formal meetings are kind of a time for presentation to kind of show the city council what the youth council has been working on throughout the year, and to kind of I guess relay back to them the work that they've done on the city council's the recommendations that they have for the youth council, and kind of the things that they've asked to hear back on. I would say the formal meetings are more of a time for presentation. And the informal meetings are kind of where, I guess, you know, the sausage is made, as they say.
In the early reading about youth council, I had the thoughts in my head that youth council was more of a AAA city council, where it was topics that city council is discussing that might have any sort of application to city residents under the age of 18, you would be asked to give feedback. And I didn't find that to be the case. And I'm curious as to whether or not that is something that you wish were the case. Do you wish that there was more interaction? Or did you step into this and you go, no, this is cool. This is the way that, you know, we're okay with this.
I would say city council is quite busy with everything they have to do. So I think the youth city council is doing a great job with just being able to present them ideas that we feel are important. And then when they are able to take the step further and actually look into it and look into the budget and see how it can affect us.
I think that the way that they have it is a pretty good system, because we're doing stuff that we're actually interested in. And so we have better conversations. And for the Youth City Council, a lot of it is, it's like almost practicing for the real world. And So, yeah.
I think for the monthly meeting setup that they have, I think, like Ramsey said, the system does work, you know, kind of efficiently, where the students can, you know, actually tackle topics that, you know, they and the city council would want to be handled. Whereas I think if they were kind of just talking about things that only the city council were working on, or just the daily topics that the city council were working on, they wouldn't have as many suggestions, or they wouldn't be able to be as hands-on as they are currently.
Well said by everyone. Okay, so just a few seconds left. Mo, your plans. You're getting ready to graduate. What's next?
I'll be going to Louisiana State University to study sports marketing in the fall.
Wow, awesome. And Ramsey?
I am not sure where I'm going yet, but I am planning on going to a four-year university, so we'll see.
You still have several.
Yeah, I still have
several applications out there.
Yes, I have a few to hear back from. So
okay. And what's happening for our fourth-year UVA student?
Well, I'll be graduating in May. I may be staying in and around the D.C. area. that is to be determined.
Well, I appreciate everyone taking their time on Sunday to come in here to talk about Youth Council. Areeb Khan, he's a UVA advisor to the Youth Council, fourth year here at UVA. Ramsey Byrne and Mo Brown, both seniors at Charlottesville High School and co-chairs at Charlottesville's Youth Council. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy your Sunday. We'll be back next week, everyone.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is supported by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, homegrown since 1982. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at wakeupcall@wnrn.org. The Wake Up Call is produced by Brandon Wong
and Max Cecilia Struther.
Tune in next Sunday morning at 11 for The Wake Up Call, only on WNRN.